Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hi, Dr. Kant.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, Dr. Kant. I hope you're doing well. As well.
I'm doing wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, so today what I wanted you to do was to debunk a few notions around ICOs, initial coin offerings. Now, quite popularly, most of us hit Google and Wikipedia when we immediately have to refer to something or know something. And Wikipedia quite firmly states that an initial coin offering is a very controversial means of crowd-centered fundraising. And it also puts a lot of investors at risk after having invested into ICOs. So what do you have to say about that?
I totally agree. I think ICOs, initial coin offerings, but better known as token sales, that's what they really are. Initial coin offering is in some sense a slimy way of calling it, similar to initial public offering, which it is. I mean, make up your mind, is it or is it not? On the one hand, we want tokens to resemble shares and ICOs to resemble IPOs. At the same time, we want the government to be off our back with respect to regulations. That is not happening. Like in the US, the US government says, I don't care whether you call it a share or a token. If it looks like a share and smells like a share and talks like a share, it is a share. So we will regulate the heck out of it. And that's really what is happening. And I'm very, very glad that's what is happening, because like you rightly observed, ICOs are extremely risky. Like I said, they are better known as token sales. Token sales are extremely risky. And between 2016, 2017, and now 2018, research that you helped me with, it was roughly $6 billion of money has been raised, and about 46% of ICOs are dead or gone. So what does that mean? We have an internal researcher that's been running some numbers, data on CryptoCompare and other websites that collects various crypto exchange data together and collated them. And he constantly tells me there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of token sales, token symbols that are dead. That means they show the same last price. It was whatever it was, 3 cents for the last 90 days or 60 days. So he calls them as dead tokens, and there are hundreds and hundreds of dead tokens. So these are tokens that have stopped trading, they have not qualified, they don't have volume, whatever. So either these companies have run out of money or they have run away with the money. So bottom line is a lot of people, and you're now talking about the tune of 6 billion, even if we take a linear proportion, it's just an approximation that I'm rounding off 46% of failures to 50%, and I'm taking linearly out of 6 billion, if 50% was lost, you're talking about a $3 billion loss over 3 years. That's a lot of money that was lost. On top of that, stolen money is about 10%. That's another 600 million. So this is absolutely, you know, staggeringly insane amounts of money has been lost. No wonder every country's, every country's government wants to regulate this. And I'm totally supportive of that. I think this is too wild a west to operate in. And it is not fair, because that $3 billion was somebody's hard-earned money that was taken from the fiat currency like a rupee or a dollar or a British pound or a euro and converted into Bitcoins or Ether and then invested into these token sales. And then those tokens are worth less a short while later. And just because, you know, 10,000 people invested $1,000 each, that was $10 million. So you say, oh, each person only lost $1,000. First of all, that $1,000 is a lot of money. And $10,000 is a lot of people to lose a little bit of money, even if you call $1,000 a little bit of money. So that's $10 million lost. Crowdsourcing does not reduce the crime or the incompetence of the teams that are launching these token sales.
Thank you, Dr. Khan. So that's a great way to debunk an ICO. And I think the general opinion around an ICO is that it's extremely controversial, and it's almost dubious if you go online and read several of reviews that people have written regarding ICOs in general, not one ICO in particular. So maybe in the next episode, we could take up as to how we could identify ICOs that you must not invest in or stay away from.
This episode of Crypto Nights is sponsored by GoTenna Mesh. What is Gotenna Mesh? Gotenna Mesh, spelled Gotenna is G-O-T-E-N-N-A. Mesh, M-E-S-H, is a tiny but mighty device that pairs with any smartphone to enable the first 100% off-grid mobile long-range consumer-ready mesh network. Sends text messages, GPS locations immediately and automatically, privately one-on-one or to groups, or as public shouts without any cell service, routers, towers, or satellites. Perfect to maintain connectivity and create a backup network when off-grid, exploring, traveling internationally, or emergency situations where power and consequently cell service is unreliable or unavailable. Gotenna and decentralization. Gotenna is a part of the movement towards decentralization. It takes the decentralization financial empowerment elements of cryptocurrency and applies them to communication, networking, survival, etc. How? It allows you to communicate with your smartphone without cell service, thus protecting you from spying eyes. All messages are end-to-end encrypted using public-private key encryption. With Gotenna, you can create your own decentralized network and be in control of the data that you create. It relies on people-powered connectivity. The more people join, the stronger it gets. Gotenna represents a unique blend. It mixes everyday consumer needs with the modern, more niche necessities of web-savvy users who rely on encryption to navigate our increasingly spying and risk-fraught communications technology. Much more reliable, effective than walkie-talkies and mobile apps. Example, FireChat, that allow you to communicate without cell service. Our reach is 50 miles at high elevations and 9 miles in most outdoor scenarios. You can take handheld encryption on the go. For this special unique promotion, please use the code CRYPTO35. That's crypto35. Yeah, we have all seen them. We go to the token sales websites and many of them are very confident sounding. Be careful of founders that sound extremely confident. Some of them are borderline arrogant. And some others are absolute technology geeks that will, just because they understand Bitcoin and they can talk incomprehensibly about smart contracts and other things, or whether it is what kind of a consensus mechanism is it, and they talk about proof of stake or proof of work or whatever else is a mechanism that they're using. Just because people can talk very intelligently about these things does not mean they're not sitting on an atom bomb that is about to explode. Just because they sound impressive and they talk confidently does not mean they won't lose all of your money. So be very, very careful. Don't be swayed by confidence. Use common sense. So that's what I tell people. Go and check out. First of all, are you able to understand it? If you don't understand their white paper, and if you don't understand... Oh, by the way, I have made a lot of mistakes and lost a lot of money. If I'm sounding very smart right now, that was well earned. So, but that's a segue. Coming back to the topic, it's very important that you use abundance of common sense. Look at the team. Are there pictures there? If not, why are their pictures not there? If they have a LinkedIn profile, click on it. Add them as a friend. They don't accept you as a friend. They don't deserve your money, in my opinion. And see if they are running a Facebook live event or a podcast like our Crypto Nights podcast. We have plenty of them. And are they real? Are these people showing up everywhere? Right? Are they writing articles? And, and are they real? Is that white paper making sense to you? Is that pitch deck making sense to you? Is that video making sense to you? Are they an existing team, or did they last night wake up with a brilliant idea and write a white paper? Or have they been around for, I'm just getting off of a call with a European startup, which has been around for 5 years, revenue generating, have a huge community. Now that's a legitimate type of a ICO that I would be very interested in checking out, right? So I recommend that. Look for, do they have a product or a service in the market? Is somebody already buying it? Do they have traction? Do they have some real reason to go into the blockchain? Like in solar energy, these people have devised a brilliant way in which solar energy can be represented by a token, and they own a piece of the solar power plant for the next 25 years. So the token can be used for ownership, and the ownership translates into cash flow on an annualized basis, and it would be a security token in US. So bottom line is, there's a very sensible design using a token and a smart contract to leverage an existing asset and represent it so it can be made global for the investors to invest in. So if there are good reasons like that for doing a blockchain, I think that'll be pretty obvious to you by the time you go through it. And that's what I tell people is, if you don't understand it, don't do it. And the other way to get another of my friends, very smart friend from New York, was the opposite. He was hesitating a lot. But I know he's in the heart of his hearts. He wants to try out crypto. So I told him, you know, yours is the fear of unknown. Why don't you take $100 or $1,000, money that you can afford to lose, and start playing with that? Invest, go buy 0.1 Ethereum worth of tokens on a new token sale. You don't care whether it goes up or not. Just you want to know, how do I invest? Oh, I need Ethereum. Okay, so go buy Ethereum on Coinbase. And now transfer that Ethereum to this wallet address. Okay, now you got this, their tokens back. Where are they? Oh, you have to log in. You have a separate wallet. Oh, can I transfer them to my Ethereum, my Ether wallet? Oh, now they show up. Oh my God, now I actually have tokens in this XYZ token sale. So once you go through those steps, the fear of the unknown, the cloudiness goes away, right? So, and don't confuse unknown or uncertainty with risk. Those are two different things. There are some unknowns and uncertainties. So unknowns are things you don't know, and you can easily resolve them by just doing these things at a low risk 2-3 times. I had to do that myself. And then there are uncertainties. Will the market work? Will there be traction? Will the product take off? You know, are there bugs in the smart contract? So, bugs in the smart contracts would be a risk. So there are things like uncertainties, and there are things called risks, right? Are these fraudulent people? Will they run away with my money? So those are risks. Will the wallet be stolen? That's a risk, right? But then the marketplace things might be uncertainties. You might like the product. You might buy, it might sound great and you might believe in it. But if the market does not have the right market conditions for long enough period of time, the startup might still fail. So the startups might fail because of fraudulent reasons. It might fail because of incompetency, or it might fail just because of the nature of the marketplace. So those would be the ways you could lose your money, right? So it's a good idea to use healthy common sense to figure out, you know, which one you like to invest in and why before you invest in them.
Thank you, Dr. Khan. I think what I would take away from this is largely to understand that just because you do not know what something means, or you're unaware or you're unfamiliar to a certain terrain, does not mean that's a risky and a dangerous terrain. And secondly, to use all faculties of common sense in order to understand whether an ICO could be a legitimate one or not.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.